and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
If you live here in Connecticut and you're looking for your soulmate in Connecticut, turns out you're doing it all wrong.
Yeah, how's that? What are you supposed to do?
I don't know. They're saying that your soul, Connecticut does not find their soulmates in actually Connecticut. Do you know where they find them, Raven?
Where?
Vermont.
What?
I know.
I always see the bumper stickers, Vermont is for lovers. Well, but how does that happen, really?
I don't know. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's in on Raven.
You know where Vermonters find work? Connecticut.
I guess.
So I guess that works out then.
I don't. So what they're saying is that a study found that a majority of marriages happen between residents of the same state. But when people do stray, it's not too far. And for people that are looking for love outside of Connecticut, they find it in Vermont. So if you've hit every bar in South Norwalk and you're like, you know what? Like, I'm done here. Like, there's nothing here. You should literally take a road trip because the people that from Connecticut that have married other people that are not from Connecticut, marry them in Vermont. I don't. Do you even believe in the term soulmate? That's how you find your soulmate?
You know, either way, any relationship, you got to make it work. So I think that when somebody says soulmate, you immediately get these ideas of just music playing in the background. And everything is wonderful and you're never going to have a disagreement and it'll never be work or anything like that. And that I don't believe in. I don't believe that there's anything that's, you know, effort free throughout a lifetime. But you can find somebody that completes you, that is the yin to your yang, that, you know, balances you out, whatever it may be.
I have a very unique outlook on this.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I believe that you have more than one soulmate.
Oh,
you
boy.
Know, I think that there's probably a handful of people that you'll meet in your life mm-hmm. that when you meet them, you know that for no reason, but like that gut feeling that there's something different about this person.
Okay.
So I think there's a few of them. But I will tell you, the second I met my husband, I had that feeling. And it was, you know, they say like butterflies in your tummy.
Right.
But that's exactly what it was. It was almost like a tightness in my chest and something in my stomach where it was like, this guy's different.
So does your husband, what does your husband say when you meet another one?
I don't tell him. I mean, at this point, like, that's already, he already called dibs. He put a ring on it. Like, we're done here. Like, that's it.
You don't tell him, you just let it go then, right? Right?
Yeah, but you don't do anything.
Do you invite them over for barbecues?
No.
No, that's it. Sorry, soulmate.
Right.
Blinders are on. Get out of my life.
I'm like, oh, you're from Vermont? Oh, that's nice. Not surprising.
Get out of here.